This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
We have our next guest with us. We have Victoria Lynn, who is the director of the Tarawarra Museum of Art. Welcome to the show, Victoria.
Thank you very much.
So tell us, Victoria, you know, like, give us your background. You know, like, how did you get involved in the arts? You know, like, give us some your story first.
I started out doing an art history degree at Sydney Uni. It seems like a million years ago. I did a lot of volunteering in setting up art exhibitions, helping artists with installations, visiting artists in their studios, and then eventually got jobs as like an assistant curator, then worked as a curator, got to the Art Gallery of New South Wales, where I worked for many years, and I came down to Melbourne about 20 years ago, was part of the startup team for ACME, and worked with the Moving Image and Media Arts. Then I worked independently for several years, and I've been at Tarawarra Museum of Art now for 8 years.
Wow.
Now, Victoria, can I just ask, when you obviously started your studies, now what made you go into arts and the fine arts? And was it an appreciation, a love of, or were you, you know, did you like making art, or how did that all come about?
All of the above. I was very fortunate. I grew up in an artistic family, so my father was an artist. So I was surrounded by it. And I didn't rebel. I enjoyed it. I embraced it. I did try my hand at making art, but I was much more interested in the end of in art history and making exhibitions. And making exhibitions come alive in a space is something that still inspires me greatly.
Yep. Now tell us, for those people that aren't aware of this Museum of Art at Tarawarra, tell us a bit about it and the history. You've been there for a while, as you said.
Yes, Tarawarra Museum of Art opened to the public in 2003, and it was a gift to the public of Eva and Mark Beeson, who are great patrons of the arts. So not only did they gift the museum and the money to build it, they also gifted it's now over 600 works from their own collection.
Wow.
And this is a collection of modern and contemporary Australian art, the core of which I would say is works from the sort of 1950s, 60s and 70s. And it's a really wide-ranging collection. It ranges across figurative art, landscape art, abstract art. There are people in it like Sidney Nolan, John Brack, Rosalie Gascoigne, Jenny Watson, all kinds of artists. And that's the basis of our museum. And we have changing exhibitions every year, usually about four shows, often looking at contemporary art. And the show that we've got on at the moment, although no one can see it, is a work from the collection called Making Home Art.
Right. And so you're not sort of hiding it away. You are letting us see it. How are you letting us see it?
So it was only open for 18 days. So we decided to do our first virtual tour of an exhibition. We've never done one of those before at Tarawarra. It's a great tour with a voiceover by myself about different artworks, gives the background to the artists. I talk about different comparisons. And it takes you through room by room. So you build up a picture, really, a literal picture of the experience of walking through the museum.
And I love it. I've been onto the website to check it out. And it's really interesting. Like, you've got the floor plan, and then you click on another part. I can't remember what I did. And then you go into that gallery. It's very well done. So congratulations.
Yes, thank you. It's almost like you've got a bird's eye view.
Yeah.
And then you move down into the space. You start in a reception area and walk through and see the different comparisons that we make. And it's an exhibition looking at the leading women artists in our collection, but we've included some male artists as well. And we've done that because, as you know, for many years now, we've been trying to, in society, break down that dualistic thinking of male and female, what the binary nature of gender. And this is not to say that any of the artists are necessarily trans, but I just wanted to look at the works in terms of what the leading women artists have achieved in comparison to some of their male counterparts. So obviously, women artists dominate, but we're seeing them as a catalyst for change. We're seeing them seeing the ways in which they've pioneered certain ways of seeing the world, representing the world. So that's why we decided to do it in that way. It spans across decades, not chronological. It's looking at two or three major themes, such as memory or landscape or abstraction, and takes a little journey in each of those meandering ways through the show.
Right. Now, also, is it biannually or annually that you actually put a major exhibition on? That is that still coming up, or have you put it off until next year, or what are you doing?
I am almost certain that our Tarawarra Biennial will happen.
Right.
Just judging by Dan Andrews' announcement today, it looks like venues will be able to open probably by July, August.
Yep.
With more than 50 people. So I'm really hoping that biennial will open by mid-September. We'll probably make a decision on it this week. It's one of those things where we're really guided by the government and the rules.
Sure.
And we can set things up. We can have time ticketing. We can have sanitizer. We can do all of that, but we just need to know that we can open. So the artists for that show are all busy making work. And we really, really, really want to present it this year and reopen with our biennial.
Yeah, and because I remember the last time it was quite spectacular. It was very good. So yes. I'm very keen for it to happen this year.
And I must admit, if people get the opportunity to go out to see it physically, it would be such. It's so fantastic a venue you have there, because I do remember going out there about a year or so ago. It's like being in a winery. The views there are fantastic from the site there.
There's extraordinary views from within the museum, but also just in the area around it. It's a huge site. Lots of fresh air. I always say there's more than one exhibition on. There's always the exhibition that's outside the museum as well as the one inside, because it is a changing array. At the moment, all the autumn leaves are falling, so we're going into winter. But it's a spectacular place, and it's a great way to get out of the city. And it's a day trip. Mm. You know, you don't need to stay overnight. It's an hour, probably 45 minutes with the traffic the way it is at the moment. But, it's a great location.
Now, how can we go and have a look at the exhibition that's up online now? What's your website?
It's www.twma.com.au.
Right, just say that again, because a lot of people might not have picked it up.
Yeah. twma.com.au.
Yep.
And you just hit the button Current Exhibitions, and it's the first exhibition that comes up.
Right. And I'm sure if you just Googled the name, it would come up as well for you if you just did.
Yes.
If you're out driving now. And use the name and you'll find it. Yep.
Absolutely. Yeah, that works.
Yep. Victoria, thank you so much for chatting, and you've done a great job with it. As I said, we were checking it out, and it looks really lovely. So I encourage people to go and check it out online now, and we'll be talking to you in September when you have your biannual.
Fantastic. Lovely to talk to you both. Have a lovely afternoon.
Thank you so much, Victoria. You're here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine. And we'll obviously talk to Victoria again later in the year.
Well, hopefully.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.